You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The note is from a listener named Becky. Becky says, "Hey boys, we had something terrible happen when we went out to dinner on Sunday.
Oh no.
We have three kids between 4 and 11. The youngest are two rowdy boys, so it's always challenging when we go out." Let me interrupt here to say,
yes,
I have to say that I do feel for her.
Well, sure, yeah. That's a lot of kids.
Two rowdy boys.
And rowdy boys.
And an 11-year-old girl. Anyway, she says, "On Sunday, the two boys got out of their seats at the restaurant and were kind of running around, but not disrupting other people. One of the servers at the restaurant stopped them and said they needed to go sit down. This bothered me, but I didn't say anything. Then a few minutes later, my six-year-old got up again and ran to the bathroom. On his way back, he was going the long way, scooting around tables and running again. His brother got up and went to get him, and they were laughing the way kids do. Well, this server stopped them again, and this time she raised her voice, telling them they needed to go sit down, that this was not a playground.
Yeah.
Becky writes, I was so angry. I went over and told her it wasn't her place to discipline other people's kids. She said something about how she was looking out for other customers. When we left the restaurant, I was still angry. I'm even more angry now when I think about it. I'm thinking about calling the restaurant manager and complaining about this server. I got her name, so I know who it is. My husband says to let it go and we'll just not go back there. But I don't think this woman should be allowed to discipline other people's children. Wondering what you and your listeners would do in this situation." That is from Becky.
Angry Becky.
That is angry Becky
angry
wants to call
Becky
the manager.
And her misbehaving boys. Well, the server does have a point. I mean, other people are probably getting irritated because her goofy kids are running around and causing a scene and going around tables. And they need to be sitting there eating their dinner, right? Doing the little crossword puzzles and coloring on the little paper sheet in front of them. Breaking crayons and throwing them under the table like kids do, you know?
Putting crayons up their nose.
That's what they need to be doing. The thing is I got a couple kids running around, and if they were misbehaving in a restaurant, I would want somebody to speak up and tell them to knock it off. Sometimes it's a little more powerful if it comes from somebody else versus mom and dad. You know, it kind of scares them a little bit more. We have a rule with our neighbors that if our kids are at a neighbor's house, we have given our neighbors full permission to, if our kids are acting up, yell at them, tell them to knock it off, and if they need to send them home, kick their butts out. It truly does take a village, doesn't it, Dom?
Well, I got to be careful with what I say here because I have strong feelings about this. However, let me ask you this. Based on what you just said about your attitudes, you and Nicole's, what percentage of parents in 2023 feel the same way?
The
and
parents
be
that
honest,
are, that feel the same way about us? That
are, as you do.
That about, are the correct, correct parenting style.
What percentage of people would you say would take that attitude versus
I'm sure it's
Becky's.
Small. Yeah, versus the wrong way to parent. I would say on my side, maybe 30% anymore. You know, I am around a lot of families and kids, you know, with school stuff. Then the kids are insane. There is no discipline. It's like, you know, we don't want to hurt feelings. It's a lot
so you
of
think.
Hey, I was just telling you about the kid in my neighborhood who was going around licking all the cinnamon rolls at the breakfast gathering that we had. And the mom was like, no, thank you. No,
so you're
thank
saying,
you.
Just so I can confirm here, you're saying that 30% of parents would be okay
would be
with
fine.
A stranger disciplining their children.
God, I hope that number's higher, but yeah, anymore, it would be like, don't hurt my kids' feelings. They're expressing themselves. They're on their childhood journey right now.
Here's what I think. I think that the percentage might be high.
No.
Like, I... Yeah.
No.
I think 15 to 20% of parents feel the way you do. However, I think they are very quick to be vocal about the situation and how kids don't have enough discipline. I think they're very vocal.
Yeah.
But based on just observation in public, it's got to be 80% of parents who don't feel that way. It's got to be, just based on what you see. Like, for every 100 kids, how many are very well behaved? And this is parenting. It's
about
not
25
on the kids.
Of them. I would give them 25%. 25% is well behaved, yeah.
Okay, so well, that means then that 25% of the parents are going to agree with you, and they're going to speak up on this, and the others will just remain quiet.
They're just going to be like, hey, you know, we're not at a fancy restaurant. Let the kids run around. Who cares? They're just, you know, expressing themselves. Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
It's
stupid. I hate that she's going to call the manager now and yell at this lady who, I mean, the kids are running around a restaurant. You've seen the wait staff come out with those giant trays full of food. Next thing you know, one of these kids is under their feet and the food's going everywhere, you know? And then what?
Dude.
Then it's the server's fault.
You don't have to win me over. You have to win Becky over. I was raised
angry
by a first
Becky.
I was raised by a first sergeant. I mean, I know a thing or two about discipline in a household.
Well,
no.
Where's the other side? I want the other side to call in and defend these kids.
Well, I would, because so far, about 90-something percent of all the text messages are all, Becky's crazy, these kids are brats, blah, 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 blah. But I'm saying that that percentage does not match up with what you see in public. So where are the people who think that the server was wrong and Becky's right? Where are they?
Well, and truly go back to what I just said, too. I mean, what if they were at like an Applebee's or a Chili's, which is so family friendly, kids everywhere, loud and rambunctious, versus they weren't sitting at Del Frisco's or Maggiano's, okay? I mean, if you go out to
Should it matter?
Yeah, if you go out to an Applebee's, you're going to expect, you know, families and things like that at these type of places.
Right.
A little more crazy, probably.
So you're saying that if it was at an Applebee's, which you've got a thing against Applebee's because your ex-girlfriend slept with an Applebee's
bartender. Yeah. No, well, I said Chili's, too.
Okay, Chili's. So you're saying if it's a Chili's that the kids can run around
then
and scream.
Really, I mean, there is that argument there that it's an atmosphere that is...
But I'm asking you, are you changing your answer because it's Chili's?
I'm just trying to play devil's advocate for a second.
No.
But no, I'm not changing it, but I'm just saying it's probably more likely you're going to have kids running around at that type of restaurant.
We now have over 200 text messages that have come in, and I don't see one yet that is defending Becky. Mike says, if I was the manager of that restaurant and a lady called me, I'd tell her I'd be completely fine with her never showing up again. I think many of us feel that way, but...
Can I give you the text of the day so far?
Please.
Trish says, oh my God, Becky, just look at that server. She's trying to discipline my kids. She's so out there.
That's great. I'll give you a ding.
Baby got back, yeah. Oh,
baby got
oh
out
Oh my
back.
God, Becky, just look at that server.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's really good. All
that
right.
is the text of the day.
So good.
The thing is that our lines are full. Is anybody going to agree with Becky?
I hope not.
Well, I know.
I hope not.
But again, I just don't understand the numbers.
It
Matt,
makes
good
me
morning.
Happy.
Hi.
Matt.
Hello.
Speak your piece. Boy. What do you say?
Hey, so I have three boys and a little girl myself. We go to restaurants, and we have to expect the unexpected. You're going out in public. If one of our kids gets out of hand, it is nice to have somebody else tell them that they're doing something wrong. I mean, the restaurant is a place to sit and eat, not to play. If you want to go to Chuck E. Cheese to do that, you know, you go to McDonald's place to go and play. But I definitely am siding with the waitress on that one. I mean, they could have gotten into bigger trouble. You know, they could have done more stuff. So, I mean, it hurt.
Right. Yeah.
Your phone
Matt,
is bad.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you for that. We appreciate it. We're going to try to get as many calls in as we can. Brianna, what do you say about this?
Yeah, so I can't agree with Becky because I think it's a little bit over the top to call the manager, but I also don't agree with the waitress. Like, I don't think a stranger has a place disciplining someone else's kids, but she could have just walked up to the parents' table and been like, hey, this is dangerous. Like, you need to, you know, get your kids out of the walkways, like whatever she had a problem with.
Yeah, but could you imagine Becky's reply? She's like, well, the kids are just having fun. Why don't you just leave them alone? We're just out to dinner trying to have a good time.
We both agree with you, but in your honest heart, what do you think Becky's response to her would have been?
Yeah, well, Becky doesn't really seem like she would have taken that well, but ultimately then the server should have just brought her manager in. So, like, she's protecting herself, like, and she doesn't have to deal with that.
Yeah.
Is it really?
That's a good call.
You know, is it really in a waitress's job description to be, like, out there arguing with someone else's kids, you know? I mean,
That's a good point. That's a good point. Brianna, thank you for that great call. Yeah, bring the man. That is a really good point. Have the server bring the manager over to the table.
He'd be like, how is everything this evening?
I understand you've got a couple of bratty kids. Oh, I'm sorry. Christy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good.
Great. What do you want to say about Becky?
So, I play both sides. My husband is the one who is all about letting the kids run around, have fun and stuff, and they are 4, 3, and 2. I, on the other hand, am not. I am constantly disciplining them, and I agree with what the server did.
That's okay. Got to be a struggle in your relationship where one of you is the discipline and the other isn't.
Yeah.
You guys have to butt heads a lot.
You
kind of
need to be a united front on that. Sit down and talk about it sometimes. Say, listen, you can't give mixed messages to your kids.
Yeah.
Thank you, Christy, for that call. Here's Jen. Jen, what do you say?
I say it's all, like, I agree with kids having fun, but a restaurant is not the place for it. And I will agree with a previous caller. I think the waitress should have gone over and talked to the family. But if the family didn't listen, then by all means, go and discipline my kids if I'm not going to follow social norms.
I'm completely fine with other people disciplining my children. So
I never cared.
If they're jacking around, set them straight.
Yeah. Teach
them the rules. You
adults should know, and you pass it along. But I think we're in the minority in 2023 that it's nobody can talk to my children but me. Kendra, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, girl.
What are you saying to Becky?
I'm saying if you were so upset about it, why didn't you talk to the manager while you were there? You're going to run back and throw a temper tantrum days later? Like, he's not going to care. Like, you know, your kids were not behaving. You paid your bill. You don't want to come back. That's cool.
She's stewing on it, though. Haven't we all done that when there's been a circumstance and then you think about it for the night and it pisses you off even more, you know? She's stewing on it.
Yeah. Kendra, thank you for that call. We appreciate you so much. And Karen gets to bring it home. Karen, good morning.
How about Becky and her husband step up front and make these kids behave before it even gets to the point where the waitress has to step in?
Yeah. Well, yes, I think many of us agree with that, but that's obviously not the case, and it's not going to be the case, and it's not going to change. Like, you're not going to convince Becky to change her parenting style. You don't believe that, do you?
True. I agree, but unfortunately, I think that's part of the problem. Like, I have 4 kids, and when they were little, if they started acting up, and it was well before they were running around, as my son would put it, they would get recalibrated.
Yes, it's so true.
To the restroom with a little heart to heart, and it's like, bring it down. And if the kids just cannot handle it, I mean, it's not like Jeremy said, it's not a sit down, super formal 4-hour dinner. It's an hour. If they can't handle it, then fine, go to McDonald's, get to go, take them to go to the park, something like that.
Why are we going to curse the patrons of McDonald's with these
poor
kids
Mickey
now?
D's have these.
What did the Mickey
now?
D's customers do to deserve that?
Day
Karen,
wrote in.
For the call.
Day wrote in on text message, and Day said, "I always thought it would be fun to have a Velcro vest you give kids and a Velcro wall, just to put them on the wall when they're obnoxious."
Beautiful.
Just stick them to the wall.
Beautiful.
Did your parents have, like, the death stare? Like, my mom had the death stare, man.
Jeremy, first sergeant.
Yeah. Well, Danny
Military
and Littleton.
Military man. Do you think there was any lack of discipline in our household?
My mom could shoot that gaze from across the room, and you would stand up straight and knock off whatever you're doing.
Man, oh, man.
She'll still do it from time to time.
You know, are we going to be able to get... I don't know if we're going to be able to write back to everybody.
The answer is no, but we see you guys.
We do see all of your text messages. It's just that they're now in the hundreds, and so it's not feasible for us to write back to all of these.
So many.
Just know that we love you. We appreciate you sounding off. And 99% of you, we agree with you.
Yeah, it's nice to know that there's a lot of parents out there agreeing with us. So
yeah, maybe we just need the discipline side of the ledger to stand up a little bit more, because all we hear about anymore is the let kids be free spirits. That's all we hear anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if you're a parent who disciplines, then you are looked down upon and people give you the stink eye. But maybe we need to start...
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
going back the other direction a little bit, and the disciplining parents kind of start stepping up a little bit more.
Yep.
Without
I
being,
agree.
You know, labeled ogres or child
or abusive
or
anything. It's okay just to yell at them and be like, knock it off. Have some manners.
Knock it off.
Yeah, I'm going to start the Facebook fan page called Knock It Off. How about that?
<That's great. laughs>